Sunday the 16th of September, Soam Gedalia, Rabbi Stan Feshwater, Inyone Soam Gedalia.
We all know that Soam Gedalia fast because Pasuk tells us that Gedalia ben Achikam was killed with a net of leftover remnants of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael after the Cholm under the leadership of Gedalia ben Achikam, and when he was killed the rest of Klal Yisrael went into Gulis and Eretz Yisrael was completely desolate until the Baal Shemi. When exactly was Gedalia ben Achikam killed? Is Bakant in Beis Yosef the end of Simon Tuf Kuf Memtes brings in the name of Rabbi Yerichim that Gedalia ben Achikam was killed on a Shoshone, and the Tanis pushed off until a Yom Choyl, and the name of the Tanis is on Gimel Tishri. As I said in Beis Yosef Simon Tuf Kuf Memtes, I noticed this morning in the Slichas, I'm not sure whether all the other schools have the same Slichas, but the Slicha from Reb Sadigun, the Lushan Dalton twice, it says, "Gam platus yasha ozvi yashai dayachu kahayoyim b'shloisha b'tishri." The Mashmur Zayin would be that the actual date that it occurred was on Gimel Tishri. And then it says it later as well, "Chebuli atu b'yoyim soim gedalia ben Achikam." Mashma that the occurrence was actually on the date of Gedalia. The first one is a bit more mashma. Berchaka yoim b'shloisha b'tishri. On Gimel Tishri, that's the date when Gedalia was killed and the place of Klal Yisrael was sent into Gulis. A sikha from Tzadigun. In the Tiasa brings from Ben Yerichem, Nishtazay, that it happened on a Shoshone and it was pushed off onto the town, it was pushed off onto Gimel Tishri, on the Yom Chol. It went to Shaila from the Tav, which is not Negev this year, but Negev and every other year from Gedalia. The Tav letters are Shaila. So do a chilik, a Tanis, which is on the date that's supposed to be, and a Tanis, which is on a Yom Nidche, the Musha Tisha B'Av, when it falls on Shabbos and gets pushed off till Sunday. A Baal Bris is allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av Nidche because it's Yom Tov Shaloi, it has Nish Mashem than the Tanis Fina Nidche. Let the Tav, what din does Soam Gedalia have? Is Soam Gedalia considered a Tanis Nidche? That means Be'etzem the Tanis was supposed to be on Rosh Hashanah. Aleph Tishri was supposed to be the Tanis of Soam Gedalia. Chazal didn't want to be Kaveh a Tanis on Rosh Hashanah. They pushed it off onto Gimel Tishri. Over there, that's a Tanis Nidche. Maybe someone who makes a bris on Soam Gedalia, daf is fast. Others of the Tanis meant, Andish. The Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, the Etzem, one is supposed to fast on Shabbos. On a normal year, one fasts on Tes B'Av, not Shabbos, but a normal year, one fasts on Tes B'Av. The Tanis L'Maisa is on Tes B'Av. This year, it's been pushed off, different to every year, it's been pushed off, Tasura B'Av. The Meila, it's not Sadim V'Yan Nitcha, and you don't have to fast, the Baal Bris doesn't have to fast, 100 kilos for Tanis Nitcha. Masha Enkin at the Taz, Soam Gedalia, where every year, it comes out on Gimel Tishri. It's never happened that Matkefas is Gimel Tishri. So the Tanis today is Gimel Tishri. But today it's not considered a Nidcha. So I stood them in the Taz. The Taz, the Chachilah wants to take on it. Is it considered a Nidcha? It's more likely that it's not considered a Nidcha. This year it's for sure a Nidcha. It's the Red this year. It's on Gimel Tishri. But in a normal year, that the Taz of Shaila. The Taz of Shaila is on a normal year, whether or not, and from Gedalia is Gimel Tishri, whether or not it's considered a Nidcha. The Adirabba brings in the same simon the name of a Chivas Rosh Yosef. The Chivas Rosh Yosef holds and the Chaname from Gedalia Atadim Yanitcha, because the night of the Tzura was not Ira by the Yoim, the Tzura was Ira on a different day. Vemeila Hotadim Yanitcha. When a Baal Bris daf is fast, I'm not sure because the Taz seems to take on a Maskun and Ishtazay, and the Rabbi brings from Tshuva Rosh Yosef, whatever that is, that it's considered a Nidcha. Then it says, the Lushan of the Taz, the bit mashma, the Be'etzim he holds it's a Nidcha from Gedalia, but he holds that because it's not Nikah, he says, the Lushan Shana Husam by Tishabov, Nirin Lekoyin Hatchir, because everybody sees it's different. Mashaikev Tzom Gedalia, that it happened once, and then every, it's always Nitcha, you don't see it. You don't see the Nitcha. It's a little, Be'etzem is a Nitcha. Now, because it's not noticeable that Dichi, so Tisha B'Av, everybody knows that Tisha B'Av, the Tisha B'Av, that's full. Is, if you're fasting Yid B'Av, so it's clear and it's Nitcha that it's Nitcha. Mashaikev Tzom Gedalia seems to learn is, because it's not Nitcha the Nitcha, that's why you can't have the Kudus of a Tamas Nitcha. Slightly different. Ve'er Heitzev brings the raya that Tzom Gedalia is not a Nitcha. Tzom Gedalia is not considered a Tamas Nitcha. He brings the raya from the Nsanti Gemura in Megillah, Tafayim Advice. The Gemura says there, as Rebbe wanted to be Oike Tishub. Rebbe had gewollt, Mevassel sein Tishub. Ruth the Bikish lack of Tishabu. He wanted to be Oike Tishabu, but no Hoy Dilo, and Chazal didn't allow it. As we bring the Gemara Memra in the name of Reb Chanina, Reb Ruth Zomer Reb Chanina. And the Gemara continues that Reb Abba Bar Zavda was sitting there, and Reb Abba Bar Zavda said, Rebbe, Loi Kachal Yamasa. Rebbe didn't want to be Oike Tishabu. Elo Tishabu Shechol Yiz B'Shabbat Salva. Rebbe was a specific case. So when Tishabu, which was Chal on Shabbat, the beginning of the Shabbat, and that the halacha is Tisha B'Av got pushed off for after Shabbat. But Omer Rabbi, and Rabbi said, "Hoyel v'nitche yitche." Rabbi says, "Because it's anyway not this man, it's being pushed off from this man. Hoyel v'nitche yitche." So, because anyway you're not doing it, if Tisha B'Av was on this man, not really, you've got a fast. Without Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbat, can't fast anyway. Dachmanish Mashlims and the Tanis on Sunday. That was Rebbe's Sura. But they were Bichachomim. And the Chachomim didn't agree to Rebbe's proposition to be Oike Tishabu, even on a Tishabu Shechal B'Shabbos, and they fasted on Sunday. The Gemara says that Taka, it's like Rabbi Bezabli said, Kuri Aleo Tevim Ashnaim and Oechot, it's better when you hear from two, because a lot of Chanina had thought that everyone to be Oike Tishabu in Ganson, and Rabbi Bezabli had corrected them. Rabbi didn't want to be Oike Tisha B'Av Ganson, only Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbat. Corrected by Heitzus. Going back to Shaila, we started with. The Taz Klef HaShaila, whether or not from Gedalia, on a normal year, not this year, on a normal year is considered a Tamas Nidcha. Because Be'etzem, Rabbi Yeruchim says, the Tamas should have been on the Shoshuna, it was pushed off for Gimel Tishri. Let the Taz, if that makes it into a Tanis Nitche, or is it a Tanis Sakuvia Bezmanis? Sekhtar Behe says, how could the Taz say that Tzom Gedalia is considered a Nitche? So the Rebbe, you see, Rebbe holds that a Tanis is only on the day it's supposed to be. Tisha B'Shechal B'Shabbos, but Rebbe Gehalten, Hoya V'Nitche Yitche. You can don't fast on a day which is not supposed to be the day. Hoya V'Nitche Yitche. Sekhtar Behe says, according to the Taz, that from Gedalia, because Tzad is in the Tzad, the Rabbi brings it from Rosh Yosef, that from Gedalia is a Nitcha, how does that stem with the Gemara Megillah? You see that Rabbi never held of a Tanis Nitcha. Rabbi said, Hoyev and Nitcha, Yitcha. Tishu Shechal B'Shabbos, they didn't want to fast if it wasn't the correct date. So if it's Rabbi, that's Iskim, and there's no such thing as from Gedalia. Because Rosh Hashanah, they didn't want to make the Tanis. On Gimel Tishri, it's a Nitcha. Rabbi didn't fast a Tanis Nitcha. Rabbi Gehalten, a Tanis Nitcha, he didn't fast. It's, kann ich leider selber nicht machen, wenn es zum Gedalia ist, Apusik. Ja? Zöma Schwi ist Apusik, und man darf zu fassen, zum Gedalia ist. Ich klie against Rebbe's Wur. Rebbe hat gehalten, der Tan ist nicht, das ist noch hier Tan, es soll wie Nitzche, Yitzche. Fragt er bei Heitzen, kann ich sein. Because wenn zum Gedalia, if you're going to say that zum Gedalia ist ein Nitzche, zum Gedalia ist ein Nitzche, dann wasche die Fasten kommen zu Rebbe. Aber mein, mit mir lernen, that some Gedalia is not considered a Nitzche. Chazal wo Kaveya Tan ist, dich hat Chille, du Kaveya ist, wo Gimel Tishi. Es ist a Tan ist Kaveya, das ist kein Tan ist. Nitzsch katanis nit. That is the kasha of the behater of the rai to say it's nitzsch katanis nit. Do noch a kasha on Rebbe Yerichim. The other friend here is the Chanurich, the friend Zal Magulius, asks the kasha from a Gemur in Rosh Hashanah. Do have a come to Gemur in Rosh Hashanah. Let's go over briefly the beginning of the Gemur, I should come back to it later. The Gemur says, in Pusik Shteit, as with a shushuna that you kept in the bed. Koyam Hashem Tzivukos. Tzayim Revi, the fast from the fourth month, should be for the Talmud. Tzayim HaChamishi, Tzayim HaShvi, the Gemara learns later, is Tzayim Gedalia. Tzayim HaAsiri, as Asuri Batavis. Yeh Lebeis Yehida, that Lusidove, that Zayim, the Susan, Ile Simch. Lusidove, the Hukva, the Yomtev, the Susan, Ile Simch. So the Gemara says, Kurili Tzayim, on the one hand, the Pusik calls it Tzayim, the Kurili is Susa the Simcha, and on the other hand, it calls it Susa the Simcha. It's the Gemara was good as this. Three Madregas. Bizman Shiyash Shulayim. In a time, so this Migdash is due, it is a Matzav from Shulayim, Yi the Susayim in the Simcha. Then, these fasts will be Yom Tovim. The Susayim in the Simcha. Ainsh, Yesh Gzeyat HaMalchit. If there's a gzeir of the malchus, it says to do tzurus baklal yisrael, soim. Then, is a chiyuv talmud. Now, there's a middle madrega, ein gzeiras malchus. The malchus has allowed them freedom, there's no gzeiras. Over there ain't shulim, it's nishka matzah, it's shulim, it's in between, it's nishka yin and nishka hez, nishka gzeiras shma, the shulim is shulim. On the other hand, it's nishka, can't assume that's a shulim. So the gemara is this, rutzi misamin, if they want to fast, they can fast, Rusi, I understand them, but they don't have to fast. That is Me'ikah Adin. We've got the three Madrigas. There's man Shiyash Shulayim, it's Susan and Simcha. There's man Shiyash Shmad, Gzeyas Malchus, Tzoyim. There's man Shiyash Shulayim, and Ein Gzeyas Malchus, Rusi Nisamen, Rusi Ein Nisamen. Rambam, in Teres Uzam brings, that there's man Azeh, we will all makabal ourselves, even in a Zman, and Ein Shulayim, and Ein Shmad, we will makabal ourselves, Tanis, the Usa lifted together. One mustn't be put together, but Me'ika Adin, as the Pusik says, there's no Chiyav Tanis Bizman Azeh. Mitzad the Pusik, the Chiyav Tanis doesn't exist Bizman Azeh, only Bizman Shiyash Gzeres Malch. Exactly what constitutes Gzeres Malch is Weissachish Pinklich. What exactly does it have to be a matzah of a Chiyav Tanis for Divrei Kabbalah? It's a son that the Torah says that Bizman in his time was a Gzeres Malch and the Chiyav Tanis is Divrei Kabbalah. There's that in Torah. In Tuf Tifnin, I think. The Gemara later discusses various human toivim that we don't have nowadays that were only from Megillah Talmud. The Gemara brings the interesting Zach. Gimel Tishri was a Yomtiv. Very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, "But Betelis Adrach the Mishterai." What was the Gzeira? So it says, "Malchus Yovon had made the Gzeira." Malchus Yovon had made a gzeira that there shouldn't be Maske Shem Shemayim. One shouldn't mention the Ebesh's name. When Gabra Malchus Chashminui the Nitzrim, when Malchus Chashminui won over the Yevunim, Hiskini, the Chashminui made a tzkuna, Shiyi Maske Shem Shemayim. They wanted to show that the victory, so they were Maske Shem Shemayim. Afile Pishturus. And in the Shturus that they had, some shtar shochoil, one person borrowed money from another, made a sale, any transaction, they wrote a shtar, they wrote a shem shemayim. What did they write? They used to write the date, the shnal kach bekach, and this thing is this year, the yoichanan koyen gudel lekeil elyon. That's what they used to write in the shturus. Ukshashami chachumim bedova, when chachumim heard this, Omri they said, lomucho ze pereyas choyve, oiskimen, he'll pay up his choyve, the nymph the star mittel ba'ashba, and the star will lie in the dustbin. And when I'm bezoya for the Rebbeinu Shlomo's name, it says the Ebesh's name in the star, and the star is lying in the dustbin. You bit them, and they will mevatel this takuna of the chashmonuim, the chachumum will mevatel. The oisei hayoim asi yomtiv, and that day they made into a yomtiv, and that day was gimel tishri. I must stop off here and say a beautiful thought on this gemura. It's not really relevant to what we're discussing. To do have a counter. Yaros Devash, in the Bionison writes in Yaros Devash, the Aseret in my Chiva, on Chivim, each one, Keneged, the Aseret Adibris. The first 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Keneged, the Noichi, and the Yelechu, the Baal Tanoichi, and the Yelechu, Bediba Echav Memru, the Mele, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, considered one, Kiyem Marichte. The Sachmoid is the last one, Keneged in Kippur, in Kippur is Noyes Lahore, is Butel Chemde. Kim Tetzazay, the Gimel Tishri is in Chivim against the Lav of Lefisu, Shem Lekechu, Lashov. Against the law of not swearing falsely against the Ebesh's name. If that day, Gimel Tishri, which was Mechivim, can negate the law full swear in the name of the Eibishter, the day was represented by the lab of Kvod Shem Shemayim, was the day that they made that takuna of not writing the Eibishter's name in the Shtar. Akapunim, the Gemara asked the following kasha: why does one need a yontif of this takuna? The tezikle the havele yoyim shenarag by gedali ben achikom gimel tishri. So the Gemara is anyway a yontif because this man sheyashulam all the tanaim are yulam tayvin. If gimel tishri is a yontif because it's the day shenarag by gedali ben achikom. So the Gemara kasha: why do we need this yontif? Because of the takun of the Chashmonaim, tefitle is anyway a yomtiv because of the day shenayeg boi gedaliyah ben achikom. As if the Gemara kasha in Rosh Hashanah, this Gemara is written on the top of Yitzhak and Medal. That is kachilik what the Gemara answers. Rick, the Beit Ephraim, says, Leitre ben Yerichim, when was gedaliyah ben achikom killed? He was killed on Aleph Tishri, not on Gimel Tishri. Oy, but Zoe, what do you think of tefitle to have a yom shenayeg boi gedaliyah ben achikom on Gimel Tishri? But the Elamai are going to say that Chazal, the Nevi'im, made it into Yom Tov. They chose the day that was used as the Tanis. The day of the Tanis, the Maisa, was Gimel Tishri. So the Tanis turns into a Yom Tov on Gimel Tishri, like the Tanis was. That's the definition of Stabra, because of the Bizman that the Tanis was made was the Bizman that was still Mekadish, the Chodesh, or Piriya. It was only one day of Shoshuna. So Be'etzem, in the Beit Avad, when they knew it was Rosh Hashanah, they only made one day Rosh Hashanah. So really the Tanis was Beit Tishri. And the Chanam, those people who didn't know when Rosh Hashanah was, had to keep it on Gimel Tishri. But the Be'etzem, the Sakuna wasn't on Gimel. Be'etzem, at the time of the Sakuna, was for Beit. So the Yontif should be on the, even if you say it's not on the real date, it's on the date that was hooked for the Tanis, it should be Beit Tishri, still not Gimel Tishri. I was very afraid of my friend Zalman Magulius and the other friend. You do a teretz in Milchus Chinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Aleph. Milchus Chinuch is a great Yisod. It is a very. So a number of rites is Yisod, let's see how many we can say over. Milchus Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Aleph. Milchus Chinuch says this. In Pusik state, Tzoyim Revi, Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShvi, Tzoyim HaSivi. The Pusik discusses the month. If you look at the Pusik, it doesn't say anywhere in the Pusik the date when the Talmud should be. Just as the month when the Tanis occurs. Revi, Chamishi, Shvi, Asiri. It doesn't give you a date, only the month. Look at Agresa Chiddush, that Be'etzem, the Nevi'im, who made the Tanis, Taka didn't give a date. There was no date given for the Tanis, Mizmana Nevi'im. Look at Mechaz Chinuch. There was a Chiyah to fast, sometime during Tammuz, and sometime during Uv, sometime during Tishri, and sometime during Tevis. And anyone could choose which deity fancies. That was Me'ikadim. Shpeter Zukter, Chachumim came along. I didn't like it. Everyone was choosing their date. Today was my Tanis, one was your Tanis. And Chazal said, no, we'll make one fixed date for all the Tanesim, Shavuot B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Suri B'Tevis, and Gimel Tishri. It was a fixed date, Chazal will kaveya only later. So the Zelda Zach was for the Yom Tov. The Yom Tov was made also. You could choose one day to make a Yom Tov, and something like that. You could make a Yom Tov on Gimel Tishri, you could make a Yom Tov base, whatever you like, you could make it a Yom Tov. Später, the Chachomim will convey it on a certain date. But this is the Mechitz Chinuch. Mit dem Verempfete Ashtake Kasha. Tosfos, in the Gemur Rosh Hashanah Bema says, the same daf, that the Yom, that the Romans, sorry, not the Romans, the Bovel, breached the walls of Yishalayim was not Shavuot B'Tammuz, but Test Tammuz. So Tosfos, why do we fast Shavuot B'Tammuz? So Tosfos, because Bizman by Hashem it happened on Yitzayim Tammuz, so we fast today on the Tammuz that was Yitzayim Tammuz. As I said in Tosfos, I don't understand. So Pusik, the Nevi'im, Bizman by Hashem, Minevuah, will mistaken a date for the Tammuz. How could Chazal say later, no, we'll change it? There's man by a tradition, you fast Test Thomas. There's man by a shiny, you fast Shavuot to the Thomas. How could it change it? Besides, in Bezin, Yuchan, Abbasel, Debi, Bezin, Chaveri, and Kudmin, Chacham, and Dominion. But we're talking about Nevuah. It came from the Rebbeinu Shleilim. How could they change it? So the Mechaschenach Alamai is Nechach. That Taka, there was no date. Chazal, the Nevi'im never made a date. They just said, month of Tammuz, one has to fast during the month of Tammuz to remember the Shrekhah Chachob, the Geshein, the Hufkal year. What day? You can choose your own day. Chazal went and chose a date. Took them to tell us which date did they pick? They chose to pick the date of Shavuos Tammuz because Shavuos Tammuz was by Hashem, and we are now after by Hashem, so that was the date they chose. Or with Be'etzem, Mitzvah, the Sakuna of the Nevi'im, you could do it whatever day you like. Then it says, the Numa Chassin to bring it as well, the Ritzvur and Rosh Hashanah, that Yitchef, brings us up Tzvurah, it says, Ein Tzvurah Chizem, but that's a Tzvurah. But the Ethan Tzvurah, the Chassin is what, to tell him to tell you, state in Ritzvur and Rosh Hashanah. Another thing the Chassidic answers with this, Rabbi Yochanan says in the Kesakas Tanis, if he would be, when they made Tisha B'Av, he would have chosen it to make it on Yidl, because that's when it finished the Seder. Yeah. You would have chosen it to do it on the Tisha B'Av. Does anyone ask you? The Rabbi Yochanan was a Nevuah, they said they should make it on Tisha B'Av. No. The Wataka never did give him Mitzad the Nevuah when it should be the Tanis. Chaval chose it. Mitzad the Nevuah, there could have been any day in Uv. So Rabbi Yochanan, had I been there, I would have chosen to make it a Tisha. I wouldn't have chosen it Tisha. So the Rabbis Yosef and Simon Tuf Kifnin brings on some to Avidram. Avidram states that Asura B'Tavis never falls on Shabbos. Doesn't happen. So what Avidram, if it would fall on Shabbos, it's different to all Tanaisim and it's Doicha Shabbos. As they bring to Bas Yosef and Avidram that Asura B'Tavis is different to all Tanaisim and it's Doicha Shabbos. So the Avodah Zavos, because in Pusa state, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, some of the men at Kuvah HaYishanayim, state, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, like for Yom Kippur, it's Doich HaShabbos. So this state in Avodah. What's the Pshat? Now, this is Nishka Mechaz Kenech, Pchaim, in Chedish of Chaim, Al-Hashat, a small piece, very unclear what he means, but I'm sure this is what he means. But, after Mechaz Kenech, it's clear what he means. Tells you that, all the time they sin, there was never a date given, what date it should be. So, if you're fasting, you're not really fasting on necessarily the date that the Nevi'im said. There was a Drabun al-Dikadin to fast on this date. A Drabun al-Dikadin is Nishtar Chashab. Asur B'Tayv, but Avadram, the Baal Tashtet and Pusik, Be'etzam HaYom HaZeh, on this very day, Sonach Menachbub al-Yishalayim, the Pusik questions, Be'etzam HaYom HaZeh, Asur B'Tayv is different. The Talmud was hooked on a date. Asur B'Tavis is different to all Tanaisim. So Asur B'Tavis is Amdish. Asur B'Tavis, when you fast on Asur B'Tavis, you're not just being Mekayim as Rabbunon to do it on this date, you're being Mekayim the Divrei Kabbalah was in the Vier moment of Masakin Gevein for Asur B'Tavis. If it's Divrei Kabbalah, so can she Yodai Chazan Shabbos. Amdish, different to all Tanaisim. In Mechatrinich itself, it's clear that he learns Asur B'Tavis is Nisht Amdish. All Tanaisim, because one of his rites he brings, which we haven't got time to say, but one of the rites he brings is from the Gemara about Asura B'Tavis, and so then that Asura B'Tavis also wasn't hooked on a certain date. But it would be very geschmack to learn that Avodah that Asura B'Tavis is different. The Chayr Obe, the Milchas Chinuch, is a Pella from the Gemara Megillah. Let's go back to the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says, the Rebbe said, Tishu B'Shechal B'Shabbos Daf Menish Fast on Sunday. Pavuz? Hoyl v'nitche yitche. Yes, that's it. Mechstan shtayt klur. That Rabbunan came over to convey a certain date when the Tanis should be. So what happened? So if someone didn't fast on that day. Didn't manage to fast. He had annoyance. He couldn't fast on that day. So the Rabbunan dike Tanis is missed. So but the Pusse told him to fast one day this month. The Pusse never told him what day to fast. So although you've missed the Rabbunan, you still got the Chiv and the Nevi'im to fast that day, sometime that month. So this is klur mechstan. If Rabbi said, Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos. Can't fast today. So, Hoyel v'nitche yitche, we're not going to fast at all. Tell her. What do you mean you're not going to fast at all? You've got to chiv to fast sometime during the month. You're not going to chiv to fast after on Tisha B'Av. Rabbunan said to fast on Tisha B'Av. Of a mitzvah, the pussy, and the Nevi'im, you have to fast sometime during the month. So how was Pshat Rebbe? How could Rebbe say, Hoyel v'nitche yitche? So do I chiv to fast sometime during the month? The chiv talis is not specific for this date. The chiv talis is sometime during the month, not for this day that. No, the Chayyim, the third is a push, Tishkan Kash. Because we mentioned earlier that there's three Madregas. There's a Madrega of Shulam, there's a Madrega of Gzeres Malchus, Echmulam Islam, and then there's Ein Gzeres Malchus and Ein Shulam. Bizman Shia Shulam, Zufen des Zemch. Bis man, sich des Malchus, Zoyim. Ein Schule, in ein des Malchus, Rutsi Nisamen, Rutsi Ein Nisamen. Later on, the Bekavea Tanis, that everyone has to keep even bis man, she ein des Malchus. Now, the chiyas of fast with the kabula, says from the pusik, is only bizman shesh gzeres malchus. If there's no gzeres malchus, there's no chiyas of fast. Now, the Gemara says this, I didn't mention earlier, the Gemara says that there's a difference between Tisha B'Av and all other tanais. All other tanais then have three madrigas. Shulem, gzeres malchus, and shulem, and gzeres malchus. Tisha B'Av, the Gemara, hoil the huchpuli boyat surat, the bad of so many surat and Tisha B'Av, is even bizman. There's no gzeres malchus. There's still a chiyuv to fast. There's still a chiyuv to fast. Now, here's an important machlokes rishonim. The Rashba says that chiyuv to fast is a drabuna. That chiyuv to fast, Tisha B'Av, bizman she'ein gzeres malchus. That's not from the pusik. Mitzad the pusik, but there's no difference between the talis of Tisha B'Av and all other tanaisim. All other tanaisim, the chiyuv to fast is only bizman. Shesh Gzeis Malchus. Eng Gzeis Malchus. There's no Chiv Tafas. Tisha B'Av is no different. Dulfa said, do a Chiv Tafasin. Bizman, Sheng Gzeis Malchus, like Moshe Bizman Azeh, that we have to fast Tisha B'Av. That's not because of the Pusik. That's because Chazal, Atakun Et Chachum Tafas on Tisha B'Av. In Sefer Eshkel, steht nicht so. In Sefer Eshkel states that the Chilik between Tisha B'Av and other Tanaisim is Mitzad the Pusik. It's schwer way to say this in the Pusik. Mitzad the Pusik, Tisha B'Av is different, and Tisha B'Av is a chiyuv to fast even this man she'eng zeres malchus. But let's work with the Rashba that Tisha B'Av, the chiyuv to fast, this man she'eng zeres malchus, is nish min ha'Torah, only midrabun. Nish min divrei kabula, only midrabun. Oy, but zoi is pushed the gemur again. The Rishonim say in Rosh Hashanah that Rebbe lived in a time of ein zeres malchus. There was no Gzeres Malchus in the time of Rebbe. The Rishonim say, the Gemara says earlier there, Rebbe Ruchat, the Kroinish of Sepoi, Rebbe bathed himself on Shibus the Batan. Took the Ram, the Shem, the Ramban, that the Etzem, on the normal Tanis, is the Isra Chitza. Back to Tisha B'Av. But that's only when it's Man, Shiesh, Gzeres Malchus. When the Tanis comes with Divrei Kabbula, again, with Divrei Kabbula is no different to any Tanis. It doesn't say any difference in the Pusik itself. All the Tanaisim are one. So if there's a Chiyuv Tanis on Shuvos to the Tanis, it's a Isra Chiyuv. Rebbe Ruchas the Kroishas the Poy, how did he do that? Because the Ramban, because Rebbe lived in a time she'en Gzeres Malchus. Because he lived in a time she'en Gzeres Malchus, there was no Tanis. Medivre Kabul. But so he was allowed to be Reuchas, but he was allowed to eat, the Ramban. He was allowed to eat in Shuvos to the Tanis. Rutsi Nesanen. Rutsi Emesan, that takuna that we have to fast, even this man she'eng zeres malchus, land Ramban, on the Shem Lenishle, land Ramban, did not yet exist, this man Rebbe. Oy, but so is there, push the Mechaschenech. What do we ask? We ask, according to the Mechaschenech, that there's no such thing as a specific date for the Tanu. So what should Rebbe said, hoya v'nitche yitche, because it didn't come out anyone the right date, I'm going to push it off. There's no such thing as a date, according to the Mechaschenech. The Tarif is, depends when you're talking about. Bizman sheyesh gzeres malchus, it's like a no specific date. And the Chanama, bizman sheyesh gzeres malchus, Rebbe would have never said hoyer v'nitche yidche. And the Chanama, we can't fast Tisha B'Av like the date that Chazal chose. There's still a chiyuv to fast sometime during the month. About it, maybe not on Sunday, maybe I'll choose a different day. But is there a chiyuv to fast sometime during? Oh, but Rebbe lived in a time sheyeng gzeres malchus. So maybe there was no chiyuv tanis anymore. Medivrei Kabbul. The whole Chiyuv Tanis was Drabuna. Drabuna Dika Tanis wasn't Tisha B'Av, wasn't any other date. That's the date that Chazal chose for the Tanis. So it's ready, if there's a specific date for the Tanis, Hoyel V'nitche Yitche, it gets pushed off. It gets pushed off. Azuri, L'choyer is the Pshat, in the Gemara Megillah. Yes, Rebbe lived in a time, She'en Gzeres Malchus. Because it's En Gzeres Malchus, there was no Tanis with Divrei Kabbula. The whole Tanis was a Drabuna. That Drabuna Dika Tanis was on a specific date. Tisha B'Av. Once that date passed, the Rebbe does not shlimen. However, nitche yitche. Over there, let's come back to answer the Be'etiv kasha on the Taz. That's the Chazal start. The Be'etiv says, "I've got a clear eye against the Tzad of the Taz and the Edi Rabbah that some Gedalia is a nitche. Because if some Gedalia is a nitche, according to Rebbe, you don't have to fast with some Gedalia. Chayre is nishlichti because Rebbe held taka If it was Bizman Shiesh Gzeris Malchus, about there's no such thing as a Nidcha, because there's no specific day to fast. You can fast any day you pick, right? So Tom Gedalia, Bizman Shiesh Gzeris Malchus, about there's not considered a Nidcha. Chazal just gave a month to fast. They never gave a date. They said fast sometime, the Nevi'im said fast sometime during Tishri. Whenever you pick a date, you're on the right day. There's no such thing as a specific date. Bizman Shiesh Gzeris Malchus, let me tell you, Rabbi never fasted in Tom Gedalia. But the Shem say he didn't fast on Shavuot and Matamas either. Yitzhak didn't fast on Shavuot. Maybe it was just a thing. That Tanis of Tom Gedalia, that happened much later. That happened Chazal after his man of Rebbe. They made the Tanis of Tom Gedalia. Had Rebbe been there, Rebbe Taka wouldn't have made it that Tanis. Rebbe held however Nidchi Yitzhak. There's no such thing as pushing off a Tanis. We still have a Zachlet Rebbe. And the Chanamah, the Tanis from the Pusik, that's not a Nidchi, because there was never a date for the Tanis according to Milchus Chinuch. That date was sometime during the month. Anytime during the month, you can fast. So if there's no such thing as a nitcha. The only time it becomes a nitcha is when there's a specific date. That date only came after his man of Rebbe. And if I'm not Rebbe Bindi, he wouldn't have fasted. They wouldn't have gehalten for that time. Zichas and Bekuriv, Machen, the Susan, the Simch.